Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. This week, I'm coming to you with a solo episode. As many of you know, I'm Dr. Tarun Agrawal, better known as T-Bone. And each week on this podcast, we focus on providing you basic, simplest, foundational information to help you take control of your practice. This week, we're going to be talking about team members and some of the challenges and struggles that we've been facing and how we should be dealing with these things. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple. Before we get into this week's episode, I want to talk to you about something here at 3D Dentists. 3D Dentists, our focus is helping you overcome the frustration and overwhelm of being a dentist. Too many of us went into dentistry to have control, to call the shots, to do the type of dentistry we want to do. And too many of us have experienced that once we get into it, we allow the rat race and the hamster wheel to take over. If that describes you, then I want you to strongly consider our Dental Business Made Simple programs, which is either our 3D Mastermind or our 3D Business Bootcamp. It will teach you how to take back control of your practice by focusing on the fundamental sales process of bringing your patients in, making it easier for them to say yes, and taking control of your schedule. Now, let's get into this week's episode. So listen, let me describe the situation. Are you finding that it's difficult to hire team members, that you put ads out and you get very few resumes and all of that? Are you finding that the stability of your team is in question, whether it's real or perceived on your end? And are you finding that when you do find somebody, that you find that they're less of quality than they used to be? Listen, if that describes what's going on, I get it. I'm experiencing the same thing in my practice. Since COVID, I would tell you that 60% of our team members are new. And when we have new team members, we go through a transition period. Things go down before they go back up. And that's how it's been in the past. Now, what many of us are finding right now is that things kind of take a dip back and they kind of don't get back up. Now, what's been saving us has just been the fact that nobody's traveling, people have money, the economy has been good until recently. But now many of us are starting to worry about what the economy is doing, how it's going to affect us, and then the quality of our team members become more and more important. Here's what I'm here to say this week in this quick episode. This cannot and should not hold you back. And if you're a weekly listener to this podcast, if you're a friend of 3D Dentists, I will not allow it to hold you back. I will be there pushing you, forcing you to make the changes and do this, what's necessary to make this better for you. So let's take a look at three scenarios this week and kind of talk about how we're dealing with them. Okay, let's say you're one of the few lucky ones that has a pretty stable team or even a perfectly stable team. Nothing's really changed in your practice. But even if that's a situation, what we have been finding is that team members are less likely to want to travel. They're getting more pressure from home. You know, you're just worried that if you push them too hard, because of what you've heard from your friends and colleagues, you don't want to push them too hard and kind of, you know, make things worse. So how do you handle a situation like that? What do you do to keep moving forward? Well, as much as I hate for this to be the scenario, we have to turn to online training because this allows you to get the information you need and your team needs without having to travel, without having to push that on them. Now, how do you take this online training and how do you do that? Well, of course, we have great online training, especially in fundamental case acceptance, sleep apnea, orthodontics, you know, all of these things. We have great online training here at 3D Dentists. But what you have to do with this online training is, you know, gone are the days you can probably hope or expect your team members to kind of do this on their own time or for them to do it during lunchtime, which I think is the worst idea possible. I think there has to be dedicated meeting time. So what I want you to do is start scheduling a monthly afternoon every month that you work on coaching your team. You guys get together, you play the online videos, you stop them, you discuss them, what's been good, what's been not good, how do we implement that, what of this video do we want to implement, with a clear and strategic plan of what you're trying to do. Don't just sit there and listen to the video and everybody listens to it and then you're done. And that's often what happens during lunch meetings because a lunch is maybe an hour, but the truth is 30 real minutes. It's 10, 15 minutes for everybody to get in there. About 10, 15 minutes before lunch ends, everybody's kind of figuring out where they want to go and starting to think about the next step. And then, so that leaves us, you know, 30, maybe 35 minutes of working time. And that's typically how long we listen to something. And then we don't really have time for a real discussion. So in our practice and with our mastermind customers and clients, we focus on trying to create an afternoon every month that's dedicated to coaching and training. We'll play a video, we'll discuss it, we'll role play it, we'll talk about things that are going well, we'll discuss specific areas and work through a plan. Not talk about 10 different things, we talk about one thing and work through a plan, then move on to the next thing, so that we have a strategic plan in action. Now, if you have a stable team, what else can you be doing? Another thing we talk about is creating a great coaching habit, and that's having a weekly time with each one of your team members. You know, I've always found that the team members I'm closest to, the team members that I get the most out of, are always the ones that connect with me or I connect with them on a weekly basis. We chit-chat about every little thing, whether it's the office, whether it's home life, whether it's things that are going on in my life. We just try to create a connection and a relationship. This is called team buy-in. What I have found was that when you do this, your team members are ready to be with you and they're ready to run through a brick wall for you and they're more connected and loyal to your practice. And when you create this connection and loyalty, that's when you can start kind of pushing and moving forward and really seeing rapid results. So look, if you have a pretty stable team members, or, you know, completely stable team member, don't give up. Don't let the pressure of what other people are telling you. Don't let the laziness, the complacency, don't let that set in. Keep moving forward. Now, of course, we'd love to see you at live events because there's nothing like getting out with your team and learning and connecting and being completely dedicated and focused. But better than nothing is going to be doing some online training. We have some training at 3D Dentist. There's lots of training out there. Just have a plan of action, not lunchtime, not before office, not at home on after hours. Have a dedicated plan of action of how you can make this work in your practice. Number two, let's say you're like me, where you have, you know, almost half of your team members have been there a while, but then you got a new half of the team members that you're kind of getting on board. And not that they're not good people, you don't know. You don't know what they're going to be, how they're going to be, how they're going to take things. You don't know them that well. So I'm going to call this a few stable team members. How do you handle this situation? Because remember, what is our goal? What problem are we trying to solve? We're trying to keep the practice moving forward. Because if you don't move forward, you're moving backwards because everybody else around you is catching up and getting ahead. So what do we do in this situation? I take a divide and conquer approach. Let's think of this. We're rowing a boat. You know, we're manually out there. The dentist leading the way. you know, not sitting back and doing nothing and having everybody else do the work, but showing by leading by example, getting the work, getting out there and doing this. Okay. Now what I do is divide and conquer. So that may mean we have a boat full of people, all of our team members, but only half the people are rowing. Now, here's what happens when you do that. The people that are rowing start having issues with the fact that, like, hey, why am I doing all the work when all these other people are just sitting here doing nothing? It doesn't work that way. That's why you got to divide and conquer. That's why you got to take that boat and take the people that aren't rowing, the unstable team members, and take them off the boat for the time being. That doesn't mean you discard them. That's not at all what I'm saying. In fact, what I'm saying is those who are ready to row, take them on the boat and keep them moving forward. Now, do a different boat ride for those that aren't ready to row, and you do all the rowing. You keep moving forward, and then hopefully some of them will move forward with you, because as you row, you're not going to be able to row as fast because it's just you rowing, but you're going to continue to make progress, and hopefully through osmosis and leadership and being around them, everybody else will start rowing with you. And worst case scenario, you'll find out who isn't the right team member and it's time to move on. Now, why is this important to have this divide and conquer mentality? From my perspective is, good people leave when they feel like they're stuck or they feel like the bad apples are starting to become a cancer in the practice. So divide and conquer your practice, divide and conquer your team members, and focus on improving everybody at their own pace. But don't try to stick everybody together in this. Not everybody moves at the same pace. Quite frankly, a divide and conquer approach is, frankly speaking, what we really do in everyday life. Even when we have a fully stable team members, everybody moves at a different pace. And those who are moving at the fastest pace, you know, they get some one-on-one attention. They get a little more. They get a little extra because you want to keep them moving forward. Now, what happens if you're that person that has no stable team members or you're having an absolute hard time? You just literally feel like you're going to work every day and just trying to keep your head above water when it comes to team members. This is a perfect time to slow down, to speed up. It has been my key thing in 22 years of practicing dentistry. Anytime something isn't going the way I want it to be, whether it's my fault, my situation, or an issue of those around me, I slow down to speed up. And what does that mean? I focus on me, the dentist, dentist first. Because at the end of the day, I can't push people when they're not committed or engaged, or that it's a revolving door of trying to get people. We're just literally surviving. We're not making progress. So then we cannot stop the progress of our practice, but you got to continue the progress on you. So then everything becomes about you. How do you move forward? And we focus on three things when it comes time to move me forward. One is I focus on my soft skills. I focus on role-playing myself in the mirror, with spouse at home, with other dentists, with coaches like myself or other people like that who can help you work on the soft skills, because the soft skills will save the day. Your ability to communicate with patients, communicate with team members, communicate with others. You know, that's such an important skill. The other area I focus is on my infrastructure and technology. How am I using my technology? Do I have a $130,000 CAD/CAM machine that I'm only using for single unit crowns? What else is that capable of? Do I have a digital impression machine that's only getting used every so often? You know, maybe I'm only doing crowns 20% of my time and I'm using it. What about the other 80%? Maybe we should slide that over in the hygiene chair. Maybe I should take it with me to the hygiene chair because my hygienist doesn't know and is not ready to use it. They say they don't have enough time. So I'll just show them that I can do it myself. Not because I want them to leave, but to show and lead by example, infrastructure and technology. The other area when I'm starting to focus on myself is I focus on my clinical skill set bucket. What procedures am I saying no to? What procedures have I wanted to add into my practice? You know, this time of instability is a great opportunity to turn inwards and focus on yourself. Because at the end of the day, no matter what, you are the constant. Those team members may be there, may not be there, may never get to where you want to be, but you alone can move the needle in your practice.
So I just wanted to give you that. I wanted to say that, listen, at the end of the day, we got to get back to the fundamentals. That's what this podcast, that's what we're all about. We're trying to make dentistry simple. It doesn't need to be this complicated. And most importantly, you cannot stop forward progress. It may not be as fast as you want. It may be at a trickle speed, but forward progress is forward progress. Do not allow what's going on around us, what's going on with team members, what's going on in our minds, do not allow that to put you in a position where you kind of get complacent. Because when you get complacent, it's not level. It's a slow decline. And it's very difficult, depending on how long that slow decline is, to kind of move it back up. And along the way, you lose good people and you lose your energy and motivation and your momentum. I'm Dr. Tarun Agrawal with Dentistry Made Simple podcast. If you could do me a favor and share this on social media. We want to double our listenership and I need your help to do that. There's no one else out there that's trying to make dentistry simple, that's trying to protect the individual practitioner, that's trying to make dentistry what we all wanted it to be. A great way to make a living so that we can enjoy our life. I'll see you guys next week.